met her in old Mexico. She was laughing, sad and young, in a smoky room no one could see. Her favorite poets all agree, Spanish is a loving tongue, but she never spoke Spanish. Saints and sinners all agree, Spanish is a loving tongue, but she never spoke Spanish to me. Said if you're from Texas, son, where's your boots and where's your gun? I smiled and said I got guns no one can see. We laughed at that, we both agreed, Spanish is a loving tongue, but she never spoke Spanish. Left her in old Mexico. She was laughing, sad and young, in a smoky room that no one could see. Her favorite poets all agree, Spanish is a loving tongue, but she never spoke Spanish. She never spoke Spanish to me.
And good morning, Coolites. Mark Golding here from Exile FM on Birth of the Cool, coming to you live from St Kilda on a very grim looking morning. I've been away for the last several weeks. I've been a bit crook. Slowly getting better, so I've got an excellent but shortened show today. We lost a couple of magnificent people this week. I guess we're just getting to that age. Joe Eli, who you just heard with, she never spoke Spanish to me a few days ago, and a few days before that, the wonderful Steve Cropper from Stax Records, and really one of the kind of very unknown but one of the greatest songwriters ever. I mean, amazing songwriter. You think of the Blues Brothers and the amount of songs in that movie that Steve actually wrote. So we're going to go for today's show. I haven't posted it yet. Jan's done a beautiful poster for it. Sorry, the graphics department. But it's really, The Road Goes On Forever. So there's always someone to come up and take place. So we've got the show's basically in three sections. We've got Joe Eli, Steve Cropper playing with various people on songs that he wrote or co-wrote with them. And then a chap who I've only recently discovered called Stephen Wilson Jr., which I guess just proves that, you know, if you search, it does go on. Very sad missing Joey Lye, though. I saw him several years ago. Wow, 85, I've just seen. Yeah, 1985, supporting Jimmy Barnes at some club in town in Sydney with Mark Lucas. I don't know who else was there, but it was a great show, a great performer. It's wonderful music. Very sad. I don't know why it's really affected me. It's very sad, this chap. So anyway, Gallo del Cielo is the next track from Joe.
Left his home in Casas Grandes when the moon was full. He had no money in his pocket, just a locket of his sister framed in gold. He headed for El Sueco, stole a rooster named Gallo del Cielo. And he crossed the Rio Grande with that rooster nestled deep beneath his arm. Gallo del Cielo was a warrior born in heaven, so the legends say. His wings, they had been broken. He had one eye rolling crazy in his head. He'd fought 100 fights, and the legends say that one night near El Sueco, they fought Cielo 7 times. 7 times he left brave roosters dead. My Terry's, I'm thinking of you now in San Antonio. I have $27 and the good luck of your picture framed in gold. Tonight I'll put it off on the fighting spurs of Gallo del Cielo. Then I'll return to buy the land Pancho Villa stole from father long ago. Out of San Diego, in the onion fields of Paco Monteverde, the pride of San Diego lay sleeping on a fancy bed of silk. And they laughed when Saragossa pulled the one-eyed del Cielo from beneath his coat. But they cried when Saragossa walked away with $1,000 bill. Oh, the Materis, I'm thinking of you now in Santa Barbara. I have $1,500 and the good luck of your picture framed in gold. Tonight I'll put it off on the fighting spurs of Gallo del Cielo. I'll return to buy the land I took you stole from father long ago. Now the moon has gone to hiding, and the lantern light spills shadows on the fighting scene. A wicked black named Zorro faces Del Cielo in the night. Carlos Saragossa hears the tiny crack that runs across his rooster's beak, and he fears that he has lost the $50,000 riding on the fight. I'm thinking of you now in Santa Clara. The money's on the table, I'm holding now your good luck framed in gold. Everything we dream of is riding on the spurs of Del Cielo. I'll return to buy the land he has stole from father long ago. It was given, and the roosters rose together far above the sand. Gallo del Cielo sunk a gaff in the Zorro's shiny thread. They were separated quickly, for they rose and fought each other time and time again. and the legends all agree, Tired El Cielo fought the best. And the screams of Saragossa fill the night outside the town of Santa Clara, as the peak of Del Cielo lay broken like a shell within his hand. And they say that Saragossa screamed a curse upon the bones of Pancho Villa, as Zorro rose up one more time and drove Del Cielo in the sand. Oh, my Teresa, I'm thinking of you now, San Francisco. I have no money in my pocket, I no longer have your locket framed in gold. I played it last evening with the bones of my beloved Del Cielo. I will not return to buy the land that he has stole long ago. Do the rivers still run muddy outside of my beloved Casas Grandes? And does the scar upon my brother's face turn red when he hears mention of my name? And do the people of El Sueco still curse the theft of Gallo del Cielo? Tell my family not to worry, I will not return to cause them shame.
Trouble, but it just kind of follows them around. I wrote this song kind of especially for them. It's called I'm Gonna Strangle You, Shorty. Halfway to Louisiana, halfway to Alabama, I seen Shorty running down the highway looking like a worried man. I rolled down my window, told him to hop on in. I never had to stop on the old blacktop. Heard a woman yelling after him, I'm gonna strangle you, Shorty. Lord, Lord, Lordy. This is what she said, I'm gonna strangle you, Shorty. Lord, Lord, Lordy. You're way up over your head. We pulled into Tuscaloosa, found a bar by the side of the road. I ordered us a couple of cold ones, Shorty went to lighten his load. The waitress happened to see him, I never seen any woman so sore. The skillet coming flying out the kitchen, Shorty running out the door. Gonna strangle you, Shorty. Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. That is what she said, I'm gonna strangle you, Shorty. Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. You're way up over your head. Shorty sweating his short lifespan. Sure as the wind gonna blow again, here come that woman with a frying pan. I ran east, Shorty ran west, never seen which way he went. Next day I saw his picture in the paper, he was lying by a frying pan whose handle was bent. Gonna strangle you, Shorty. Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. That is what she said, I'm gonna strangle you, shorty. Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Your way up over your head, I'm gonna strangle you, shorty. Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. That is what she said, I'm gonna strangle you, shorty. Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Your way up over your head. With something, I'll develop an immunity. And I wish hard living didn't come so easy to me. Oh, pick it, Joe. Myself, I let the next one pass. I wish that a promise didn't break so easily. And I wish hard living didn't come so easy to me. Yeah, I wish hard living didn't come so easy to me. I wish hard living didn't come so easy. I wish hard living. Thank y'all. This is a great.
So that's a few tracks from Joe. I'll do a more concentrated, dedicated show to Joe Eli and also to Steve Cropper in a couple of weeks. I keep kind of putting them off. I've got quite a lot of stuff in the crates for both of these men. But I think they deserve a proper 2-hour show each. This is really just a nod to the fact that they were magnificent, and it's a sad loss. And I feel very happy that I saw Joe Eli, even though it was a God, nearly 40 years ago. So that's a bit scary. But there you go. I remember it very clearly, oddly enough, which is unusual for me back in those days. Anyway, I've got another track from Joe now, All That You Need, and one more track to finish up the show later on. I'll talk to you after this track. This is All That You Need.
Well, I've been working on the farm, just me and my brother Jack, chopping a sea of cotton till I thought I'd break my back. Everything changed when Daddy got hurt. Our lives are so connected to that brown old flatland earth. When some government man from Austin comes sniffing around our land, asking a bunch of questions that we did not understand. There's more to farming cotton than just tending to your seed. The ones who set the policy don't give a damn about our need. Sow the seed in the ground below. Fall to your knees and pray real slow for the rain to come and to kiss the seed and to bless you with all that you need. And Mama says to Jackie, would she bring the car around? She's wearing her finest dress, that's how I know she's going to town. I wish I'd have never seen that letter I found there in her room. They're selling the farm on the courthouse steps this Tuesday afternoon. Hey, me and Jack move into town to a shack by the train depot. Jack got a job as a bouncer at a bar on Paradise Road. Mama got a job at the cotton gin, grading cotton by the bay. She cried when a trailer full of cotton come in from the farm we had to sell. Sow the seed in the ground below. Fall to your knees, pray real slow for the rain to come and to kiss the seed and to bless you with all that you need. Hit me, I ended up in jail, sick of living on welfare. The hardest thing ever happened to me was when Mama come to visit me there. Don't you worry your pretty little head, I said, is a button my shirt. When I get out of this iron hotel, I'm going back to that dryland earth. Well, for some it's just a living, but for us it's our whole life. And if it kills me, I'm gonna rake that ground, make a living out of toil and strife. The ways of the cities make no sense, strapped to dependency. I'd rather be sweating neath a clear blue sky, planting cotton with my family. Sow the seed in the ground below. Fall to your knees, pray real slow for the rain to come and to kiss the sea and to bless you with all that you need. Sow the seed in the ground below. Fall to your knees, pray real slow for the rain to come and to kiss the sea and to bless you with all that you need.
That's it from Joe for a little while, well, for a couple of weeks. There's so much more to add to his story, and he's some fantastic collaborations with The Clash, Bruce Springsteen, and many others, and some great live stuff of him, because his live show was really something. Anyway, to follow on with The Road Goes On Forever, is the title of this week's one-hour show. We've got a couple of tracks, or three tracks, from a guy I've only recently discovered, Stephen Wilson Jr., and I'm completely enamored of him. A sensational talent. I don't know that much about him. Heavily influenced by Nirvana. Big fan of Willie Nelson. He describes his music as Death Cab for Country, a reference to the indie rock band Death Cab for Cutie. And there's a quality about this guy that's something special, which is good to see. So we're starting off with, this is Live at the Print Shop, and it's a track called I'm a Song.
You have a song, it's not released, but yeah, I'll play it. It's a tough one for me to play, but I'll do it anyway. This is called I'm a Song, and it was my dad's favorite song of mine. He told me it was his favorite song ever. This was like one of the last conversations we ever had, and this is one of those why don't you just sing it conversation songs, and this is one of those songs that I told him, no, I don't do that. So I'm gonna do that. I'm the show in San Antonio, the middle of a rodeo. The daddy's hand that you used to hold when you walked back to the car. I'm a sound of the county fair, Ferris wheel kisses high up in the air. A sip of brandy when your soul is bare and you need to share your heart. It'll hit you, it'll get you where you're going, so you never go there alone. I'm the melody glued to the memory that you can't shake when it comes on. I'm the part of you that you listen to riding in the radio all night long. I'm a song. Oh, oh, I'm a song. Time that you got high, I even helped you realize that she wasn't right for you. You fall down, I pick you up again. I helped a boy become a man. When your best friend died, I helped you cry and finally turn him loose. I'm the words that'll hit you, that'll get you where you're going, so you never go there alone. I'm the melody glued to the memory that you can't shake when it comes on. I'm the part of you that you listen to riding in the radio all night long. I'm a song. Oh, oh, I'm a song. Oh, oh, I'm a song. I'm the part of you that you listen to riding in the radio all night long. I'm the words that'll hit you, that'll get you where you're going, so you never go there alone. I'm the melody glued to the memory that you can't shake when it comes on. I'm the part of you that you listen to riding in the radio all night long. I'm a song. Oh, His name by my grandma, she got it from the Bible, and he passed it on to me like granddaddy's rifle. Raised me up like sweet corn credit at a sample. Yeah, I fought it like hell, hell, he became a rifle. I tried to be different, trying to go against the grain. Didn't make no difference, I just ended up the same. I've never known better, 'cause every bone's tethered. You wanna change my name, gotta drain my
get out of the shadow. He'd send me a 20 just to get back on the saddle. I put up a good fight, but I didn't win the battle. I guess a tree don't grow very far from the apple.
To hate being called Junior, but I don't mind any longer. I've never known better, yeah. 'Cause every bone's tethered. You wanna change my name, gotta drink.
Another track from Stephen Wilson Jr., accompanied by someone called Hardy, who I don't know about, so I shall have to find out about him too. Beautiful song, Father's Son. This next track is a Stand By Me, a Ben E. King cover, again live at the Print Shop. And this is the first track I ever heard of his a few weeks ago. And once you start delving into his catalogue, he's hugely talented. I'm so happy to have discovered him for myself. I'm sure millions of other people know about him, but brand new for me. So this is the last Stephen Wilson for this morning. Then we're going to hit some Steve Cropper for three or four fantastic songs and finish up with Joe. And this is Stand By Me.
in the night. The night has come, and all the land is dark, and the moon is the only light you ever see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't shed a single tear. Just as long as you, just as long as you stand by me. Won't you stay by me? Won't you stand by me? Stand by me. Won't you stand by me? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if that sky that we look upon should ever tumble and fall, and if those mountains they ever crumble into their sea, into their sea, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Won't you stand by me? Won't you stand by me? Hey, won't you?
Fantastic version of Stand By Me from Mr. Stephen Wilson Jr. Now we're moving into Steve Cropper territory. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tracks from him. Most of them co-written with him and normally the artist who's performing, except for Soul Man, which was Isaac Hayes and David Porter. But all out of that great stable at Stax Records. I only discovered those songs really through my cousin Marilyn and her brother Kenny, who was also my cousin. They're a few years older than me, so when I was listening to the Beatles and still sort of tuning into Motown, they were listening to all this fantastic soul from Stax Records, Otis Redding, Booker T, Wilson Pickett, etc. And of course, I've never even heard of Steve Cropper. And you realize how integral he was to the whole genre of music. Amazing contribution, brilliant guitarist, and great songwriter. So we're starting off with the classic Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding. Enjoy.
Thank you. sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Yeah.
Taylor, Who's Making Love, and we're on the last Steve Cropper track now. This is from the Blues Brothers film. This version is live of Soul Man. I think initially, I can't remember who did it initially. Anyway, Sam and Dave maybe. Anyway, this was I guess 1978. This would have come out, and that's all for Steve for this week. Until I get around to doing the special. So I hope you've enjoyed today's truncated show. There's one more track after this anyway.
So don't worry.
So that's about it for this week, chaps. Got about another 4.5 minutes to go. A nice intro into a couple of specials coming up. Don't quite know when I'll get around to them, but I'm sure it'll be sooner rather than later. I'll keep you informed on my whereabouts and well-being. Anyway, take care of each other. Have a good Sunday or Saturday night. Have a good week. And I'll talk to you guys after Christmas. So have a very Merry Christmas. And I'll be doing probably something Christmassy whenever the Sunday is, I suppose. The Sunday after the Christmas, which is, I think, Thursday. Anyway, Merry Christmas, y'all. And I'll see you next time. This is a farewell from Joe Eli. And the title of today's show, The Road Goes On Forever.
Sherry was a waitress, had the only job in town. She had a reputation as a girl who got around. Down Main Street after midnight, a brand new pack of cigs, a fresh one hanging from her lips, a beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Sonny was a loner, older than the rest. He was going in the Navy, but he couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town, sold a little pot. The law got wind of Sonny. One day he got caught, but he was back in business. When they set him free again, the road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Now Sonny's playing 8-ball at the joint where Sherry works. When some drunken out of town put his hand up Sherry's skirt, Sonny took his pool cue, laid the drunk out on the floor, stuffed a dollar in her tip jar, and walked on out the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. They jump in Sonny's pickup. He jammed her down in gear. Sonny looks at Sherry, said, "Let's get on out of here." The stars were high above, the moon was in the east. The sun was setting on when they reached Miami Beach. They got a motel by the water and a quart of Bombay gin. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. They soon ran out of money, but Sonny knew a maid. We knew some Cuban refugees who dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cubans in a house just off the roof, with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. The cards were on the table when the law came busting in. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. The Cubans grabbed the goodies, Sonny grabbed the jack. He broke the bathroom window, climbed on out the back. Sherry drove the pickup through the alley on the side, where a lawman tackled Sonny and was reading him his rights. She steps out of the alley with a single shot 410. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. They let the lawman lie there, they make her get away. They got back to the motel just before the break of day. Sonny gave her all the money, and he blew her a little kiss. If they ask you how this happened, say, "I forced you into this." She watched him as his tail lights disappeared around the bend. The road goes on forever.